Stick it in your face. It comes from the place you're living. Stick it in your face.
Welcome to Food Talk. I'm Teresa.
Sorry. Yeah. We've been away for a while, and I'm Pat. We are part of North Coast Food Web, working to build healthy communities in our region through local food and agriculture.
I'm just going
to
take a deep breath and regroup here. Okay, no. So today on Food Talk, we are talking with Dulcie Taylor and Alana Gardner. Maybe this is why I'm giggling, because you guys make me giggle. We're talking about the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup, which is coming up next weekend, September 26th, 27th, and 28th. Welcome, Dulcie and Alana.
Yes, thank you.
Is it, or is it this weekend?
It's next weekend.
Next weekend.
Last weekend in September.
No, I know it's not this weekend.
Okay, you had this panicked look on your face. I got nervous. Okay. So welcome.
Welcome to the show. Before we start talking about Brew Cup, which I'm excited to hear about, tell our listeners a little bit about you and your connection to the North Coast. Elena.
All right. Elena Garner, I am the Executive Director for the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association, and I have been in the Pacific Northwest for a little over a year now. I am here by way of La Grande, Oregon, originally from Virginia. I moved out to Oregon 3 years ago through an AmeriCorps program, working with La Grande's Main Street program, their downtown association. And then I moved to Astoria and have been loving it ever since. And this is my second Brew Cup, and
woo!
I'm crossing my fingers
for good weather.
Yes, for sunnier skies.
Yeah.
So that's in a nutshell how I got out here. And it's been a lot of fun.
Wonderful. Glad to have you here. Dulcie.
I have to explain?
Yeah,
just
do.
Just a little.
For the few people that don't know you.
Yeah.
Dulcie Taylor. I own Old Town Framing Company downtown. And then I am the president of the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association, the ADHDA, who puts on the Brew Cup. So I've been on the North Coast for approximately 8 years, but been commuting here for 12. I always drove through Astoria going to the ocean, and then moved here and bought my business and fell in love with Astoria and the community. So here I am.
Yeah.
Tends to have that effect on people.
Yeah.
It does.
That's how lots of us got here. Falling
Absolutely.
In love.
So Brew Cup, tell us about this event. I mean, this has become a pretty big thing on the North Coast.
Yeah.
And with so much brewing going on the North Coast, it seems like a pretty logical thing. But how did this get started, and how did the Downtown Association get involved?
This is a 13th year of the event, and it was started by Chris and Jen Holland from Baked Alaska back in the day. I think they did it in their parking lot. And through the years, it's just changed venues from the parking lot to the old Safeway parking lot to currently we're out east of the Barbie Maritime Center.
This is right next to the Maritime Museum.
Yes, on that east end where they have, it's like a big parking lot drive-through most of the time. But it's got a great view of the river. It's a great space to set up a bunch of tents and some beer and some food. We inherited this event 2 years ago. This will be our third year that we're putting it on. So, of course, the first year was like beautiful weather like this. And last year it was like a typhoon.
It was very exciting.
It was.
It was. Let me tell you.
It was. The most exciting thing is that we made a decision late on a Friday afternoon, like at 4:45, to move the event. And we got it moved in 15 minutes. We dropped it at 10 o'clock. We put it up at 6 o'clock over on 9th Street, closing the street and finding a venue and moving all our stuff and the porta potties and everything. and it was fantastic because that was volunteers that stayed late, dropped it.
Yeah.
Packed it over to 9th Street and got there at 6 o'clock in the morning to put up again.
That was pretty amazing.
It was a very impressive.
It was fantastical.
Yeah, it was really fun to see the community pull together like that.
So we didn't make a lot of dough with typhoon weather, but that community power is just palpable.
Yeah. That's a lot about what this place is about.
Yeah.
So what all can we expect to see at Brew Cup this year, or taste, I should say?
You can taste 40 beers from the Pacific Northwest. We will have 3 ciders. North Coast Distilling will also be there, so you can sample some of their infused flavors. And then we have a variety of local food vendors. Montalban will be there. Baked Alaska will be there.
The Rotary will have a booth with shrimp cocktails.
Yes.
Oh, fun.
Fat Burgers and Dogs, which are delicious. They're at the Sunday market typically, and
O falafel,
yes.
Nice. So really good
great
food
selection.
To absorb some of what you're drinking. So tell us about, so when you say 40 different beers, is that 40 different breweries?
Yes.
Or 40 different breweries.
Wow. Yeah. Well, there are some that are bringing two, I think.
Only one. So
yeah.
But and with the ciders and everything, so it's 42 different breweries, 43 beers and ciders that we will have.
Wow.
Yeah. So they're coming from Bend, Portland, Southern Oregon, Eastern Oregon, Seattle. There's one a brewery out of Washington, or two, well, Seattle, but then off the coast of Washington. Mm-hmm. So there's a great
How do you go about coordinating that? I mean, like, do you decide? Do you
Jack Harris is the king.
Jack Harris.
The king of beer.
So for those that don't know, Jack
is one of the owners of Fort George Brewery and Public House. And he's been part of this event for some years. So he's really kind of got it down to a science. So basically, well, let me back up a tiny bit. This year, more than any previous year, we have people emailing us begging to get into this to this festival because it's become such a great thing for the coast and for people from Portland and Seattle and all the people that come. We have people that take their vacation from Germany to come, or England, and come to the Brew Cup. I mean, it's crazy. So,
and that
so
just we said because there's such an amazing assortment of
right
because
it's so beautiful
and it's
to be in Astoria.
Oh, I know.
We haven't really mentioned music, but Brian Bovenizer, who used to work for the Fort, he puts together the musical groups.
Is so awesome,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And so the combination of beer, music, weather, beauty, great food.
We have a kid area, which is
we have a great
kid
family
area.
That's always really popular.
Yeah, that is actually really great to have that.
Yeah,
I think because it's fun for a family outing. Mm-hmm.
And we are dog friendly as well. So
for friendly dogs.
Friendly dogs.
Wow. Yeah.
So, how much does it cost to attend?
So it is free to attend. If you would like to sample the beer, it is $9 for the souvenir tasting mug, and then $1 for each 4-ounce pour. So, I mean, it's really a great deal to sample all of these beers. And then you can get your great 2014 or 2013 mug, depending on what's your preference.
So I can see why it would happen over a whole weekend, because it would take a long time to sample 42 beers should you want to try all of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
So can you name drop a little bit? Who are some of the breweries that are coming?
So we have all the locals. We have Fort George, Hondo's will be there, Astoria Brewing and Bowie. Seaside will be there, Bill's Tavern will be there. Then we have Atlas Cider Company. They're out of the Bend area, I believe. Ten Barrel, Nakasi. I'm trying to go alphabetically. we have all the beers are on our website, PacificNorthwestBrewCup.com.
Okay.
Just to give you an idea. I'm trying to think who else.
There's 42. I couldn't memorize them all.
I probably could if I sat here long enough to think about it.
Okay, all kinds of beer will be available.
I can do that. Just
that
interject.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Another fun part about the festival is that we give a beautiful glass awards to the first keg that blows.
What award, Dulcie?
Thar she blows. and then we have a people's choice. So in our program, we have this beautiful program designed by Pat Riley from Polk Riley Design. And she and in this program, you can vote, you can make notes and make and then vote for your people's choice. So we have these beautiful big, I suppose you could drink water. I suppose you could drink water out of them. But maybe
you'd probably
beer.
Want to drink beer out of them.
Yeah. they're made by Fernhill.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Yeah.
Which I stopped by on Saturday, and there's one in the count already. So
excellent.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. That's nice that you're involving all these local businesses.
Yeah, well, that's, I mean, we're a community organization, so
that's
what we do. A lot of our sponsors are local alums. River Walk In gives us rooms, in-kind rooms for the musicians. So, and then Fort George and Baked Alaska and...
And then all the businesses with the downtown passport.
Right, we have a...
So explain the downtown.
Downtown
so what's the passport?
Yeah.
program. That's fun.
So we have 20 businesses this year, and what it is, it's a way to drive traffic from the event downtown and vice versa. People can go into the business, they get a stamp, and then with each stamp, then they get a raffle ticket. And all of the participating businesses have donated an item. So they stick their raffle ticket in, and then if they go to all 20 businesses, then they can go into the grand prize, which is a little Astoria getaway. And that includes a night at the Cannery Pier, some tasting menus at Baked Alaska, and a variety of other local flair. Lot of fun. And last year, we had, even with the weather, we had a great participation.
We did. And that was surprising.
Yeah. It was fun too, because people were really, they were emailing us, you know, have you picked? And so then we had the list and people were like, yes, I'm so excited. I really wanted that. Or, you know, so it was really fun. And, you know, there was a lot of people from Washington that Dulcie and I did a little road trip and delivered some prizes. So it was
off I-5.
Yeah.
We'll meet you on I-5.
But it was that's a lot great. Of fun, and you know, just getting their feedback about the event, and even on our Facebook page, a lot of people have commented, you know, we loved last year, you know, so really excited, you know, with the weather.
It was interesting because the weather was so kind of horrid, but but the spirit was still there.
Sometimes those things can really pull people together, and you almost have a better kind of camaraderie because you're all there soaking wet, enjoying, drinking cold beer.
It actually affected how we made the footprint for the festival this year. And the intimacy of being crammed in a tiny space was kind of interesting. So we kind of made our space because this parking lot area where we put
it's
on the
huge.
Festival is huge. And so we kind of subtracted some area from it so that kind of shoulder to shoulder drinking beer and having fun, eating great food, listening to music.
I just want to back up for a second. I'm really appreciating that. I mean, sometimes these big, you know, food and drink events can cause some conflict with communities because, you know, like for your downtown businesses, they might feel like, okay, everybody's going to go to that event and no one's going to come to my store. And I really love the fact that you guys have thought about that and thought of a way to involve the businesses with that. So, you know, if you are a local store and you can participate in the passport thing, that's such a great idea.
Yeah.
And such a great way to get the community behind that. I think that's a really unique solution to that. Sometimes that conflict that can happen with these big events, because I know more and more things like that are happening on the coast now. And it can be, you know, like everybody goes to that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
right.
I don't know that there are. That's the thing that's so interesting to me about Astoria. And as a small business owner right downtown, it's like when there's an event, people come in for the event, but they come in for Astoria, too.
Right.
So they're doing a lot more things while they're here. I just think that's one of the things that makes Astoria so wonderfully unique and special. And we have customers that, you know, we'll see them again this year. This will be our third brew cup. So I'm hoping for weather somewhere in between the two we experience.
Yeah.
But it's always fun to see customers come back in that are in town specifically for brew cup. But while they're here, they come in and see us and do other things.
And this year we've also expanded the event. So it's 3.5 days with a Thursday evening event, the Brewer's Reception, that breweries, well, the local ones and a few others, are bringing in specialty growlers. Bowie Beer's doing the food. And so you can come in, meet the brewers, taste some food, taste some specialty beers that won't be on tap at the event, you know, and just really trying to get the locals, you know, involved as well as the true beer lovers and extend their experience.
And have some great food from Bowie Bear.
Yeah. So where's
so,
that?
Yeah, where? How much? How do I get it?
That will be inside the Barbie Maritime Center. And that physical address is 2042 Marine, I believe. Tickets are $35, and that includes your tasting mug for the weekend. You get some tokens to be used, and then you can sample the beers. And
so these are beers that are not going to be served at the brew
cup. Correct, yes. We don't even know what they're going to be yet.
Super special. Well, and it's going to be brewers wanting to show off to one
exactly.
another.
Exactly. Like filling up their growlers that day, bringing them to the Barbie Center that night. So,
man, if you like beer, that's going to be, you're not going to want to miss that.
Yeah.
Right.
That should be a lot of fun. And this is, like I said, the first time we're doing it. So
that
it should
be
exciting.
Fun.
Yeah.
Do you have a limited number of tickets or is it just kind of?
Yeah. We're about 80 is the limit. So we do have, you can purchase your tickets online.
Okay.
We have for both that and the Brewer's Breakfast, which we can talk about as well. Again, everything can be found on the Pacific Northwest, PacificNorthwestBrewCup.com.
Okay. And you did say tickets can be purchased online for that event.
Yes,
so
for both
hurry
of the,
online and do that.
Yes,
absolutely.
Today.
Yeah. No, well, no, that one sounds really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, and you mentioned Brewer's Breakfast as well. So tell me about that.
Okay.
I love breakfast.
Yeah. So that will
I love a brewer.
Saturday. And actually, the Brewer's Breakfast has been happening the past 12 years, but this is the first year that it's been open to the public. It happens at Baked Alaska, and it's a breakfast buffet, and you can get a beer mosa to go with your breakfast buffet. And that's sponsored by Pacific Power, so we'll be talking energy efficiency, beer, meet the brewers, get a hearty breakfast, and then you can head down to the event.
Okay, so I just have to come back to the beer mosa thing. I'm going to go Michigan on you.
Michigan.
So beer mosa
would go great with pickled bologna.
Orange juice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. They've
so
been
more of a wheat beer, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
so where I'm from.
Yeah.
Michigan.
Would that be Michigan? That is Michigan. We drink red beer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beer and tomato juice.
Oh,
it's so good.
It is. It's so good.
Oh. Try it with Bloody Mary mix.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Try it with Clamato.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No. Someone once handed me a can that was Budweiser Clamato.
Yeah, delicious.
Oh.
Beer and tomato juice is a fine thing.
So
I vote to have that on the menu, too.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you prefer red beer instead of a beer mosa, that can be arranged.
So, sweet.
Yeah. It's a specialty drink, so.
Well, I have been served, I will say, at through my husband's connection to the Fort George. They do it with their OPA beer, the Mimopa. What they call it, which is orange juice and OPA. And it's actually, that is not bad.
Mm-hmm.
That is actually
that would
really
make sense with
kind
that
of
beer.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
it's a light beer. And
yeah. I think you're going to find
juice.
A lot of fruity beer, if you will, because I went to the Oregon Brewers Festival recently in Portland, and there was beer made out of pineapples and oranges, blood oranges, all kinds of.
Are brewers just getting bored? What?
I think it's, you know, I think there's trends or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know, but.
Are they sweet?
The citrus, no, so they're not. They're kind of tart, and some of them, like that pineapple one, was really.
I know, James, a prodigal son, who was a People's Choice last year.
Yeah,
I believe they have a huckleberry beer that they're bringing.
Hmm.
Which, reading the description, I'm like, I'm kind of thirsty. So,
well, you have to try it because, I mean, for you know, a 3 ounce pour, you can
try it,
toss that down,
spit it out if you don't like it.
Yeah, nobody says you have to finish it. If you
no, that's
like
true.
It.
No, I mean, because sometimes fruit beers to me can get really sweet, and I don't like a really sweet beer.
Yeah,
they are
none of the ones I tried were sweet.
Yeah,
yeah, no.
Okay. Usually, it's more like
I'll undertone. Trust you, Delcy.
There was a chocolate one that was sweet. Oh, a porter.
That can go well.
Like that's
those are kind of nice.
Yeah,
those are good.
That seems
and sour beers are all really popular now.
Yeah,
yeah. Not my cup of tea, but
it's someone's cup of tea.
It obviously is someone's.
One point I would like to make, since we're talking about beer and drinking and beer and outside and whatever, is that the trolley will run its normal hours, and then it runs till 10 o'clock at night, and the festival starts to close at 10. We stop pouring at 9:45. So the trolley people
That's
have
awesome.
Agreed to run late so that they can carry people back and forth to their hotels or downtown to catch a cab, or you should catch a cab. Which is very generous of them.
Cabs will be on standby.
Yes, cabs will be on set because they know that people like to walk and
or bring a friend who's not going to drink. So what do you have for people who don't drink?
Actually, Columbia River Coffee Roasters will be there.
Awesome.
As well, pouring coffee and then,
hot and cold.
Yeah, hot and cold. and then soda and water and.
Okay. No, it's always good to have options.
Yeah.
You know, because
yeah.
not everyone
sure
likes either beer or cider.
Yeah.
This year. In the last couple of years, we had wine, but people aren't really, I mean, there are those people that like to drink wine.
But cider seems to be.
But cider is, the ciders that they're making these days are so delicious.
Yep.
They really are good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I think for a lot of people that are concerned about gluten, cider has become their kind of go-to adult beverage.
Right.
That's like the beer alternative.
Mm-hmm. And the other cool thing about the trolley is that it will carry those people that are going back and forth downtown for the passport program.
Mm-hmm.
They can just, I mean, you can just jump on right there at the entry of the brew cup and take the trolley down, jump off, go downtown, do your, you know, get your stamps on your passport and then come back. And the cool thing is that the prizes are typically really cool. And you can, if you find one that you really love, you could dump all your tickets into one bucket. I love that.
So the raffle prizes are there at the Brew Cup?
Yeah, they'll be displayed at the Brew
Cup.
So
you pick up your raffle ticket and you go take it.
No, you get your passport,
yeah,
your program.
Sorry, I'm so dumb.
Go downtown.
Okay.
Then you do your stamping.
Yeah.
And then you come back. And then we give you however many stamps, we give you that many raffle tickets.
Ooh.
And then all the prizes are, or raffle prizes are there on a big table, and along with some really stinking cool T-shirts and sweatshirts. Then you could say you want, like I assume Holly McCone might be on the thing.
Yes.
So we have some people that will just get all their tickets. They did this last year. And they will just stuff all of their, 20 tickets into Holly McCone bucket to win whatever the prize is.
Because whatever's coming from the jewelry shop is going to be great.
So I will confess, I've never been to this event. I know. Well, it's farming season, man. I've got a lot going on this time of year. I'm not, weekends, I'm on my farm. But you're kind of selling me on this. I'm sort of thinking, okay, I might have to come to this. I might have to.
It's a pretty great event.
Well, I'm, yeah.
Yeah, and I will say the hours, Friday.
Worth leaving the farm.
Yeah. Yes.
It is worth leaving the farm.
Everybody leave your farms. Come to the Brew Cup. This sounds good. So, but food too. Okay, I want to talk about food.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Oh my God, I just realized.
So do that, and then we can hear the hours of the event.
Okay, I got so distracted that I forgot that I was supposed to say that you are listening to Coast Community Radio, KMUN 91.9 FM, and KTCB Tillamook 89.5, and streaming live at coastradio.org. And I believe you can listen on your mobile device using the TuneIn app. And if you are just joining us, you're listening to Food Talk, and we are talking to Dulcie Taylor and Alana Garner, and they are from the Astoria Downtown Historic Association, ADHDA. Whew, got that one. And we're talking about the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup, which is happening in Astoria on September 26th, 27th, 28th, with a very special event on the evening of the Thursday, the 25th,
yes,
the Meet the Brewers reception thing. And the brewer breakfast is which day again?
Saturday.
Saturday morning.
Saturday the 27th. Yes. Okay.
And the hours of the event?
So the hours of the event. So starting with Thursday the 25th, the brewer's reception at the Barbie Maritime Center is 5 to 8 p.m. Then the event kicks off on Friday at noon, and that goes till 10 p.m. Saturday, you can enjoy your hearty breakfast and beer mosa at Baked Alaska from 9 to 11, and then head to the event, which is 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. And then Sunday is 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And that's also Growler Fill Sunday. So bring in your half gallon, fill up your growler of your favorite beer that's left, and then that's the weekend.
I'd just like to interject that KMUN will be broadcasting from
awesome.
The Brew Cup Saturday.
Troll Radio
will be there on Saturday morning. And then the Troll will be...
Do you want to mix the Troll with beer?
I don't know.
That's a little scary.
I'm not sure about that one.
I know, it might be scary, but he'll be there, and Debbie will be there. And then KMUN's broadcasting till 5 o'clock or something.
Oh, fun.
For the music biz.
The music is awesome.
Excellent. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, so you don't know the music's awesome. You've never been.
Well, I've heard the music's awesome. I have friends who have played at the Brew Cup. I've heard reports.
Now you're actually going to come off the farm and see for yourself.
So ashamed, and I'll
what's
get my
going
passport
on in the city.
And I'll go to town. I'll do all of that. You just see the way that Dulcie's looking at me right now. It's a powerful look, and I feel a lot of community member shame.
Little pressure there.
So, okay, I just want to, in some of our last few minutes, I want to go back to the food, because this is food talk, and I want to talk about food, because you mentioned some really awesome food. So, and I've had some of it, and I maybe haven't had all of it, but so Monte Albán.
Yes.
This is a Oaxacan-style Mexican food.
Yes,
wonderful.
They're an amazing restaurant base. We were just waxing poetic about their pozole soup the other day, before we started, although I don't know that they'll be serving that.
I don't think they will.
Uh-huh.
I think
but they do amazing tacos and sopes and other stuff.
And tamales.
Tamales. Yeah, just really
so
worth it.
So those are all the delicious things.
O Falafel. O Falafel, awesome food truck.
Mediterranean.
Mediterranean style. I think if you've been to any of the local farmers markets along the coast, you've probably had
a chance to see Omri and Leslie
there. Really good stuff. So
his hummus rocks.
Oh yeah, it's just everything is so good from there. And Baked Alaska?
Baked Alaska will.
Do you have a sense of what they're serving up? Or
salmon sliders.
Whoa.
And their clam chowder.
So leaving the farm.
Oh, and then their new Chef Daddy chips.
Chef Daddy chips.
Oh, yeah, nice. They've started making potato chips and.
You don't know what Chef Daddy is?
I have no idea.
Oh, Chef Daddy's
I don't ever leave the farm. You really do.
Isn't there a song about you gotta leave the farmer? You never leave the farmer. Or something.
Yeah.
Chris Holland is Chef Daddy, and he has a brand of salt that's delicious and other things, but he makes these really delicious chips that are seasoned with his
salt.
Particular salt. That
I love potato chips.
And if you've never had a homemade potato chip,
right.
I haven't made chips out of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
They're at the Sunday market.
I do it with a knife, but
do you really?
A mandolin makes it easier for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Will you show me how to do that with a knife?
Good. Sure.
You just have to slice them really thin. See, mm-hmm. I'm too dorky. I don't have good knife skills.
Fry them up, salt them, and some blue cheese dip.
Oh.
Yeah.
And now I'm
with them. So what do you call the beer and tomato juice thing?
Red beer?
Red beer.
Okay.
Some people call it a bloody beer.
That doesn't sound appealing to me. At all.
Red beer sounds a little better.
Clammy beer is good.
We'll call them clammy beers.
Okay. And then there was someone else.
Oh, Fat Burgers.
There's Fat Burgers. That's a fat with a PH.
Fat.
Liz and Mike are always at the Sunday market. They are
awesome.
Delightful. And
great
they
burgers and
make
dogs.
An excellent dog. And they have something special. I think they're doing chicken this year, too. Okay. And then The Rotary is doing their shrimp cocktail. I think the shrimp is coming from Bornstein Seafood.
Nice.
And they're going to just be packaged up like a buy and go and devour.
This is a
good
lovely
variety of snacks and full meal and
food. Yeah. I mean, it's nice because you could be with a group of people and everybody could want something different and you will find something to suit your taste.
And if you go all 3 days, you could eat at a different place every day and maybe one place twice.
And there will probably be somewhere in and amongst all of those vendors something that is vegetarian.
Oh, yeah.
Or vegan or possibly gluten-free. I think shrimp are gluten-free. So many different options. Yeah. I mean, people that have so many different food issues these days. So sometimes coming to an event like that, you can be concerned about, am I going to find anything that's going to...
Or you could order a hot dog without the bun.
That's true. Well, not if you're vegetarian or vegan.
Well, that's a problem.
Sorry, Tulsi. Even I, who never leaves my farm, knows this. I do understand.
I forgot the vegetarians.
They're not so sure about that.
They do exist.
Yeah.
They do exist. It's not my favorite. But anyway.
I'm looking forward to trying the chips.
I'm really excited about this. So, okay, just to recap one more time, just to give everybody the dates and times and Brew Cup.
And the website.
And the website.
Where I can go for tickets.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the event is Friday, September 26th through Sunday, September 28th. Brewers Reception, September 25th at the Barbie Maritime Center. All of this is happening east of the Barbie Maritime Center on the Riverwalk. For full information, PacificNorthwestBrewCup.com. Get your tickets online. Come see us. Come drink beer, eat food, have fun. Listen
and if I
music.
Don't get tickets online for
you
the regular, I can just walk in right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, great.
So there's, space provided.
There's also an opportunity if you would like to volunteer for the Brew Cup. There's a tab on that website, the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup. You can volunteer. And when you volunteer, you get a beautiful lime green volunteer t-shirt, a mug, and some tokens.
That's
to drink
why
some
Tom
beer.
Volunteered. There's a t-shirt involved.
I'm right. great in lime green.
And it says Sud Squad.
Sud Squad, yeah.
Nice. That sounds so
with
great.
We always have a great saying on the back of the t-shirts, and I'm not going to tell you what it is this year because it's always a surprise, but it's always unique.
And it's a good one this year.
All right.
You probably didn't know that either, did you?
I didn't know that either. Yeah. Maybe I should volunteer.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Ooh,
Pacific Northwest Brew Cup.
Lots of options. Okay. I am compelled to leave the farm for this event. I hope that you guys all do too. Hope that we see you at the Brew Cup next weekend. I want to thank Dulce and Alana for coming on Food Talk. I do want to sneak in a quick mention of a couple of events coming up this weekend that are food related on the North Coast. On Saturday, I'm not remembering what date it is, the 20th, I believe,
yes.
at the Olney Store and Big O Saloon. It is their pig roast.
Nice.
It is an amazing event. If you haven't experienced it, you really should. I can't remember what time it starts. Not for vegans. But it's an awesome event. And the Olney Saloon,
like an
Big O Saloon, is just
evening
fantastic.
Kind of thing.
Afternoon through evening. And Sunday is the Olney Grange Beef Barbecue. It's an amazing event. I'll be there helping out from...
Because that's close to the farm.
I think it's like 1 to 4, I want to say. Gosh, I wish I knew more than that. But it's at the Olney Grange. It's on Highway 202, just past the 10-mile marker, just past our farm. Awesome event. Lovely local group of people. So hope to see you this weekend. I will leave the farm for those two events, but that's because I can walk to them. But I will also be at the Brew Cup because that sounds fun too.
Sorry. Lots of fun events happening. So thanks so much,
thank
guys, for joining
so
us
much.
Today.
Yeah.
Appreciate having you here. And thanks to our engineer, Marianne Myers, and to Luke and Katie for our theme song. And thanks for joining us on today's Food Talk, fresh conversations about local food on the North Coast.
Stick it in your face. Does it come from the place you're